Have a guest in studio joining us this morning. Melanie Petty is in with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's not until August, the golf outing, but it always takes a while to get prepared, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, and we are in full swing, so this is a perfect time.
Full swing, she says, for a golf tournament. Intentional?
No, actually not.
Accidental. Wow, nice call. Talk a little bit about the, not just the event, but the reason behind all of this in the first place. Folks are probably fairly familiar with your son's plight. And, for some people, when things like that happen, they react in different ways. But you guys took on a real mission with this.
Yeah, we did. And I have to thank Trevor's classmates mm-hmm. because they were the ones who organized the first T. Fred Golf Tournament in 2009, just a short 6 weeks after losing Trevor. And they pulled together a great tournament, and we had such huge support that when that was done that day, we knew we had to make it an annual event because there was just no reason why not to keep promoting and raising funds and giving them back to the community and more than just the scholarships. And that's what they had hoped, was to raise enough money for scholarships and a bench to be put at the baseball field. And it was just much, much more thanks to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and once things get started, then the ball starts to roll. Did I say that? But things start to roll, and now all of a sudden you're the fourth annual T. Fred Memorial Tournament. And it's been amazing to me to see just how much that the events that you've done have turned over into other positive things in the community. It seems like every time I turn around, the T. Fred Memorial Foundation is providing funds for this over here and then that over there. It's amazing how you guys are able to spread the wealth.
Yeah, it is. It's because of the community and our friends and our family who promote us and support us. And so we started out small with just the scholarships, and we started with the libraries because Trevor was an avid reader. And then before we knew it, Park and Rec talked to us and they wanted to rename the diamond out at Sunnyside. And then we started working with Josh Rasmussen and working on stuff at the high school. And there's just so many places in town that need things. And the funding's not there like it used to be. So we love helping, and it's therapy for me to be able to do stuff in Trev's name. It's a way for me to keep him alive and with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new scoreboard up at the baseball diamond that has his name on it, and he'd probably be a little bit, he'd probably be a little shy about that, I suppose, but he really enjoyed that.
Yeah, baseball was Trev's life, and he was very humble and very kind. And, I'm not exactly sure what his feelings are, would be on that. But in fact, I think he's smiling down just knowing that we're promoting the baseball program and helping them out as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice to be able to give back like that, too. And even when we're gone, sometimes we can still give back if the right people are left behind. So it's great to have good friends back here that I'm sure he appreciates very much.
That's right.
All the folks that get involved. Well, let's talk a little bit about the golf outing now. It's coming up on Saturday, August 11th. As I said, it's a little further down the road, but, the preparation and planning starts now. Are you still looking for sponsors and things?
Oh, yeah. We will continue to look for sponsors. We are looking for people to donate items to our silent auction, which is a big part of the event. This year, we had Randy Burke approach us, and he's going to do live entertainment for us. So it just keeps growing and growing, and the more the merrier. Just come out and have a sandwich. If you're not a golfer, we serve a free will lunch all day. There's so many ways to support.
It's kind of amazing though that people come up and just offer to help out in some way, offer their talents to help out with this thing now, just even unsolicited.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I think what it is, it's the whole pay it forward. When people see somebody do something, all of a sudden they think, how can I help too? And, it makes everybody a better person.
A lot of these types of efforts pop up in large communities. Very few of them succeed because they kind of get drowned, lost in the sea of everything else going on. But in a small community like that, where a lot of folks know each other and we like to help each other out, it's a lot easier to do these. Not that it's easy, but it's a lot easier to do these types of things and sustain them.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Well, let's talk about the golf outing a little bit more now. You got sponsors. You need more. They can just contact you folks.
They can just contact us by email, which is melaniepetty05@hotmail.com. They can call me on my cell phone, which is 249-3696. And they can follow us on Facebook or any of the radio stations and the News Telegraph. We try to get everything we do or we need out there in the public those ways.
Right. And the cost for sponsorship is?
The team sponsorship, if you're going to have a team and sponsor, it's $250. If you just want to sponsor a hole, it's $100, and it gets your name out on the course.
Very good. So it's pretty easy. It's not very expensive to do that. You still have room for teams now?
We do still have room for teams. We are filling up fast, okay. But, you know, it's for a good cause, and it's just kind of a low-key day, so I don't know when we'll cap it, but we haven't hit our 36 mark, so there's definitely still some room.
Okay, very good. So it'll be a solid tournament, solid effort for folks to come out and enjoy that stuff. Now, there'll be some food, there'll be entertainment, there's the auction, there's all kinds of stuff going on. You really want to keep people busy that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do 50-50 raffle out on the course. We do, I think it's always out there, there's a hole. If you get a hole in one, I believe you win $1,000. I'd love to see that happen one year. That would be awesome.
Just love to have the hole in one.
Yes.
You keep the $1,000. I just want to put the ball
on
my mantle.
You can donate it to the fund.
There you go. Just get the ball on the mantle somewhere. Talk about silent auction. Do you have a lot of things already, or are you still working on that?
We are still working on it. Slowly but surely, things are coming in. We usually end up with quite a bit collegiate stuff. Last year, somebody donated Hawkeye versus Husker football tickets. So there's usually some tickets. There's things for the ladies. There's things for the men. Usually there's even items for the children's. You know, to get. So there's a great variety of items.
Yeah, sometimes people think golf outings like this and they think, well, it's a guy thing.
No, not ours. No. You know, Trevor was all about family, and it's a huge family thing for us. Just in general, we have my entire family from the Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky area. They're all coming back this year. So it's almost going to be like a family reunion for us.
You bet. And so consequently, you want to make sure you have enough silent auction items that everybody can find something they might
That's
like.
That's right. That's
Very
right.
Very good. Now, that'll be done then during the day as a silent auction event. Mm-hmm. And that is open to the public. That's not just for golfers.
Right. Open to the public. The food and the silent auction, or just come out and say hi.
Okay, so plenty of opportunity to participate. And now, you mentioned Randy Burke will be doing the entertainment. Where
yes.
will that be?
On the back patio okay. at Nishna. That's where we're holding it, is Nishna Hills. And he's going to set up on the back patio from 4 to 6, I believe. And he might be bringing a special guest, but he hasn't confirmed with me, so there might be more than just him there.
So this will be after the golf outing is over, or
well,
toward the end?
Toward the end. Okay. We usually are out of there by 6, and that's after announcing silent auction and the flight prizes and things. So he's towards the end, but it's definitely still going on.
Okay, so easy enough. Now, and you guys are also on Facebook as well.
Yes, we are, under the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund. And we try to update that daily on what we're doing, and, you know, show pictures of our scholarship winners and things like that to keep you involved.
Well, that's great. Well, I know you've helped out a lot of things. It was kind of interesting. You came in with a little bit of a list of some of the things. It's gotten to the point now over 3 or 4 years where it's hard to keep track of all the places the money has been distributed.
Yeah, and some of them we've done yearly. Example, partnership with youth at the YMCA. We do books at the libraries every year. We actually are just finishing up with this year's Trevor Fredrickson Baseball and Softball Clinic that the Little League puts together. Mm-hmm. And we're going to award the kids their t-shirts next Thursday at their last game. And that's been going on for 3 years. The bike helmet project. And I'm hearing so many good things about people saying that their police officers are stopping these kids that have their helmets on and giving them the ice cream coupons. And that's something that used to happen when Trevor was young. So it's kind of nice to bring that back.
Good. A lot of different ways to help a lot of different people in the community, from children to those of us who have a little age on us, too.
There we go.
It's nice that everybody can participate in some way, shape, or form there. The way to do that, though, to be able to give to a lot of things, is to be able to raise money, too. And is this your primary fundraiser, the golf outing?
That is our only fundraiser. And so we use those funds to just do whatever we can every year. And the more we make, the more we can give away.
Okay, so any way that people can be involved, if they just like to make a donation, they could also get a hold of you at this particular time and do that as well?
That is correct. And you don't have to sponsor a hole to donate to us. We do have people that just stop us and say, you know, thank you, and hand us a check. And it's all going to good causes.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's always good to be a part of something. People want to be a part of things, but they also want to be a part of winning things. And when they see good things happening, it's a lot easier to get more folks involved.
I believe that too.
I bet. Again, that's coming up Saturday, August 11th. Going to start at 9 o'clock.
That is correct.
Nishna Hills Golf Club. If you'd like to know more, you can contact Melanie. You can also contact Nishna Hills. They can get you the information you need as well. But it'll be a full day of events, activities, and probably a little golf there too at some point in time. So you'll have a good time. Put your teams together and get entered now, because that time is going to run out very, very quickly. And keep following them on Facebook so you can see some of the next places that all that money generated will help to move things forward for both the young and those of us that are not so young. Melanie, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jim.